Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you are about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This is the place where the people are friendly, and your friends might not be people. Welcome to The Secret of St. Kilda.
Hamia julte solus solusach. Agus hami. Bio foscal dubrach trothgroth.
Thank you. Please be seated. Lachlan, you too.
Thank you.
We sit here in the dark seats of dubrach to discuss grave omens. Just as the first follower stepped on our shores, so now do we follow in those footsteps. Take not this path lightly.
However, this is a sanctuary. Dubrach has welcomed us as we are. He cloaks us from others, but also from ourselves. We'll not forget his mercy, will we, Elder Grace?
This is an unorthodox time. We have not seen so many signs of the burn since the days of Wallace himself. While I think we would all prefer to be doing this with Priestess Andromeda here, we can look to Cormac. Let him guide us. In spirit. Matthias, please.
I wish I was not discussing these difficult matters so close to Cormac's final resting place, but he and the rest of his ancestors deserve to know what has been done to Andromeda. She is not well. We watched Lachlan MacGregor tested, as we all have been, and he failed. Dubrach himself reached through Andromeda to reject him. This man, we clothed and fed and hid from the world, he gives nothing. But takes everything.
What? You can't be serious. He has done the same work as all of us.
Angelique, this is not an open forum.
It's fine, Angelique. Really.
Like hell it is. He has been good to us, Matthias. Just because you do not like him does not mean you get to throw
Miss
him down the
Angelique,
gap.
Miss Angelique, you will respect the process.
I can respect it. But I do not like it. Mary, please, you can tell them.
Yes, Mary. Tell them that you believe that MacGregor is a good man.
Mary? Tell them?
I can't. Because I don't.
You don't what? Mary?
I don't believe you are a good man, Loki.
You can't hide. I'm going to get you, monster. I'm going to find you, Daddy. I saw that chocolate coin first, and I will not stop until I have it. I hear you giggling. Ha!
Ah, I've been caught, I've been caught. I've been brought out of the darkness into the light. Now, what spiritual rewards does such a valiant seeker deserve?
Chocolate!
Chocolate, eh? Since you found me by listening, you must have magic ears.
Yes!
You know she had 3 bowls of ice cream before she came in here. She climbed up the pantry like a spider looking for sprinkles. If she's sick, you're on bucket duty.
Oh, a wee bit of overindulgence isn't so bad, is it?
Save it for your guests. Lady Granfield needs to contact the spirits again. Look, she's only wearing 2 rings. Last week it was 5. Maybe it's time her husband passed on. There are other big fish out there. Those Americans are desperate to attain spiritual enlightenment for tomorrow's lottery numbers. We have enough.
Oh, now, come on. Am I not a good husband? You know Amy's school's not cheap. Payments on this beautiful house keep coming. I only want what's best for the both of you. What's the harm in giving an old lady a little bit of closure? She just wants to know that she's loved. We can all empathise with that, can't we? Besides, Lord Granfield left her all the money and, what was it, 6 bastards? Nah, she's got plenty of things she needs our help to unload.
Just... you need to go and entertain your guests.
Aye.
I'm going to go and put the little fiend to bed.
Showtime. Who's ready to commune with the great beyond?
Are you even listening, McGregor?
What? Yes.
So what do you have to say for yourself?
Listen, I'm as bewildered as the rest of you. I'm nothing special, Matthias.
We agree on something, then.
Matthias, not the place.
Lachlan, perhaps it would... help to understand how you came to us. Let us understand your journey.
Well,
would you prefer that I told them, McGregor?
No, I...
That you're a wanted criminal?
It's more complicated than that.
Oh, isn't it always, McGregor? Mary, would you like to read the articles?
What?
I think I'd better.
Wait, no, let me explain.
September. Local man flees numerous suspected fraud charges. November. Lachlan McGregor trial begins in his absence. Con man still not found. December. Lachlan McGregor took young woman's life insurance after death, jury learns. February. Body finally discovered on coastline.
What? Wait.
February. Confirmed murderer, Lachlan McGregor, found dead.
Look, I'm not. It's not like that.
She was a child, Loki.
I know.
How could you do such an awful thing?
How could anyone? I've heard enough.
Surely this is all a big misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding? Findlay. I've seen the pictures. She looked just like Andromeda. She was sick too, but younger.
I've heard enough.
Please, I'm not that man. I've made mistakes, but...
No change without sacrifice, Loki. I'm not sure you've sacrificed enough.
Take him to the cell. Exile is too good for some.
Robbie, Georgie, I mean, please. Mary, you know me. I would never.
I can't.
Wait, you're making a mistake. No, Robbie, please, George, no, no.
You're in Dubrak's hands now.
Daddy?
Bit late for you, Spud. Didn't Mummy put you to bed already?
Can't sleep.
Oh, too many sweeties, huh? Come here. Yeah.
Too many party people.
Sorry about that, lass. They're just excited.
Everyone's excited to see you. Because you're a wizard.
Ooh, a wizard, eh? No, Daddy's more of a magician, Spud. All the magic is already there. Daddy just shows people how to use it.
Is there any magics in me?
You have the most magic of them all. Unfortunately, there's no sleeping magic in you, eh?
Too scary.
Ah, the light man again, huh? Well, you know, most bairns are afraid of the dark, you know?
He's scary and he makes my eyes hurt and he has a really bad voice.
Oh, I'm sure he does, darling. What did he say this time?
Bad things.
Now you remember what Dr. Lennox said. You have to tell me, Pet. You can't bottle it all up.
He said, the light man said, you were bad and that you were going to do bad things.
He never. Well, this is just not on. Ugh, terribly rude, this daddy. Evil. Oh, we better tell the mayor about this terrible lying light man. Well, I think that's all the proof we need, isn't it? This light man doesn't know what he's talking about. How about we cast him out, eh?
Yeah.
We'll do it together. Okay, jump up. Mr. Spooky Light Man! We cast you out. We send you back to where you came from, and we banish you from this house.
You're banished.
Oh yeah, you get him. Get out, Mr. Lightman, you butthat.
Yeah, get out, you.
Go on, you got this. Get him where it hurts.
You pirate ship.
Yeah, that's right. Confuse him. I can feel him leaving. Oh, you got him! Oh, yes! Amy to the rescue! Ha! Amy, fighter of nightmares, thrower of pirate ships. Ah, woo-hoo! Amy!
What is going on here?
Oh no, we've been caught! Better run back to bed, Spud, eh? I'll hold her off.
Amy!
See? She put herself to bed.
Look, it's late, and now she's all wound up.
Oh, come on, Julie, it's a Saturday. We were nightmare fighting. Yeah, you know.
You need to stop filling her mind with that garbage. She's not a client, Locke. She's our child.
Come on now, she's only wee.
But she won't be much longer. No wonder she's having nightmares. She thinks you talk to ghosts.
In all fairness, so does everyone else.
Not helping. She told Mrs. Beakley that she could curse her this week.
Old Bat Beakley probably had it coming. No. Look, I'll tone it down a bit, okay? I just don't want her to have to be scared.
Maybe a little bit of fear and respect in an 8-year-old is healthy, Locke.
Fine. Look, I'll tone it down a lot, okay? And I'll go and calm her down now.
Thank you. I'd pick up the bucket and some gloves on the way.
Eh? Already?
Looked pretty rough when I looked in an hour ago. Shouldn't have given her that chocolate coin, Locke.
Really, Jill?
I warned you.
Oh, God.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Is Auntie Annie gonna be all right? Joseph said she was really poorly.
Well, your friend Joe has a problem with porkers, doesn't he? I saw her today and she's nearly all better.
Good. Can I go and see her too next time?
All right, but snuggle down.
I'm not tired.
Harry, it's bedtime.
Please?
Okay, but after, straight to sleep. A long time ago, when the world was new, Herta was shrouded in mists, kept secret from the world.
Sasha says Herta is the old name for St. Kilda.
That's right. But though Dubrach was powerful, he was lonely with only his brother for company, Solisach.
Boo!
Yes, boo! So, Dubrach put his hand into the mud and built himself a friend. We call the First Follower. The First Follower and Dubrach became best friends immediately. They spent years talking, fishing, and
playing basketball.
Yeah, basketball. But after hundreds of years, the First Follower started to get tired of the island.
That's bad.
They asked Dubrach if they could leave. Dubrach's heart broke. But he loved the First Follower so much that he let them go. So, Dubrach took the mist and tore off a tiny piece. So small, only those who were really looking would be able to find it.
Teeny tiny like this.
Teeny, teeny, tiny! The First Follower stepped out from the tear and was never seen again. Dubrach was very sad.
Poor Dubrach.
Yes. So, Dubrach pulled away from the world. He revealed the island, but wore the mists like a cloak instead. He decided he'd never let anyone close enough to hurt him again.
But the tear!
You're getting ahead of me! Yes, the tear remains even now. Currently, we love Dubrach from afar, but it's said that one day, someone special will find the tear. And we'll become like the First Follower did, living on Herta together with him, and no one will have to be sad or lonely ever again.
Mama, do you think I could find the tear?
If you keep working hard at your extra history classes with Mr. Torrance and Auntie Annie, you might. But I think you're going to be a special boy in Dubrach's eyes even if we never find the tear.
I want to find it. I'm gonna dig in the garden every day until I do.
I know, but not tonight.
Tell me another.
Nice try, kiddo. One story is sweet, two is a distraction tactic. Come on, prayers.
Dear Dubrach, thank you for a lovely day. And the sunshine, and my spaghetti, and Mama, and Dad, and Auntie Annie, and my books, and my pencils. And Mr. Fluffington, and my bed, and my pillow.
Wind it up, pal.
And everything. Bless Dubrach.
Bless Dubrach. All right, sweet Babo, I'll see you. Stay here.
Slow down.
Oh, you should have seen his face, Niyati. My Robbie, he looked distraught. Barely the man I've married.
I've never seen him like this, Niyati.
He's looking for a revolution and the boy is on the chopping block.
What did Annie say?
She wasn't even there. He held it without her. I didn't know what to do.
He what?
And then he called both Robbie and Georgie to Gentry. Robbie wouldn't tell me what he said, but it's bet.
Right, I heard you. And I saw you, young man. Sasha, can you handle things here? We'll meet you there.
Of course.
All right, bud. Mr. Torrance is going to help you and Fluffington put on your shoes and coat, okay?
Uh-huh.
Mama just has some stuff she needs to help Angelique with. Be good. I love you. All right, Angie, let's go.
Hurry, Niyathi.
Is Auntie Annie okay?
Yes, Harry. There is nothing of concern for you. Now, hush. We must back.
I'm almost 9. You can tell me.
It is adult problems. Angelique and your mother can more than handle issue together. Now, this bear is here, Sancho.
This time, as you are marched into the night, there's no laughing. Robbie and Georgie drag you stony-faced and without humour. You've done it this time, Lockie. You'll spend the rest of your days far from here, in a cage. No one meets your eye as you feel the soak of dew stick the fabric of your trouser leg to your skin. And you don't blame them. You are not a good man. But you did try here. You only wish that had been enough. That you'd been enough to deserve the family you were offered here. We married and even watched them take you away. Though she did cry. Partly for you. Partly for herself. The past can't be changed with wishing. You need to focus now. Where are they taking you, Lockie? Where are they taking you?
Robbie, isn't the dock that way, eh?
Locking my arm.
Don't answer him, Robbie. Matthias, he's got his wrap off.
Oh, come on, Robbie, you know me. I didn't kill that girl. I would never.
It's not my call.
Don't
listen to his lies.
Robbie, she was very sick. And she came to me for help. I swear, Robbie.
Oh, and you just helped her along, did you? Took her money and hastened her to the grave for a payout.
No, I didn't.
Look, I'm just...
You disgust me. Let's get this over with before he ruins anything else.
Don't look at him, Robbie. You don't deserve your pity.
Sorry, mate.
You feel sick. A spectral hand grabs your insides and twists them as you realize your last days might not be in a cage. The edge of the pit seems to merge with the blackness that screams out below it. You hope it's bottomless and you'll just fall forever. You know it is not.
Begin the rites, Elder Findlay.
You know, MacGregor. They say the gap was here before man was even made. A tear in reality that goes right down to hell itself. Even the bravest of the little ones won't go anywhere near it. Give you the shivers just to look at it, doesn't it? Sometimes, if you stand just right, you can hear whatever is in there screaming to get out. You made them think you were somebody, but we'll all be much better off when you're gone. Any last words? No?
We're ready, Georgie. Robbie, on my count.
May you make better choices in your next cycle.
How about we all make better choices now?
Andromeda, you can't be here.
Yet here I am, Matthias. Cowards. Bring him back from the edge.
He's a criminal! A murderer!
You read 3 newspapers, Matthias, and judged a man's life. He's my responsibility. Niathi, untie him. Check him over.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
I'm so glad we made it in time. Andromeda, we thought this was your wish.
We thought you were too sick to leave.
So you thought you would start with an execution? Luckily for you, Niathi saw sense to come to me.
The community at large felt like this was the best for everyone.
Congratulations. You have all condemned a man brought to me by Dubrach himself.
What?
Don't argue now, hot stuff. Take the win.
Andromeda, I'm sorry. I thought I was doing Dubrach's will.
Matthias, you are not the arbiter of Dubrach's will. Who on this island is the true blood descendant?
You are, Andromeda.
And you 3. You worked for my father and served him well, but you cannot work for me.
What? You can't do that.
I can, and I am. Consider yourselves disbanded, demoted, stripped of your rank and authority.
You're acting in haste, Andromeda.
I am not the one who dangled a man in the gap tonight. We will all spend this morning in quiet contemplation of our choices. I am disappointed in you, Matthias. I hoped you were better than this.
Andromeda!
Go home!
Thank you. God, I thought I was a goner. I owe you, Andromeda.
Yes, and believe me, I intend to collect.
Well, that could have gone bloody better.
Oh, is that your professional opinion?
Did you tell her?
I tried. She's so focused on him, she's not really listening.
He's only been here 6 months, mate. Maybe she's just... well, you know.
What?
Not into gingers.
She's never looked at any other man before now. It's him. With his stupid designer cardigans and his stupid jawline. People think that people like that are good looking, but it's all just chin and shoulders.
Mate, you've got a perfectly good bloody chin. Maybe it's time to cast a wider net, so to speak.
You know what, Georgie? You're right.
Off and on.
I was much too direct.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to be much more subtle. What's that cop on the mainland? The one with the moustache?
Jimmy Burkoff?
Is he a whiskey drinker?
More than.
Perfect. It's about time we had a pastoral visit, don't you think?
Mate...
Betty could find all sorts of things through the gossip. Oh, they'll find something, all right. There's always something. If you're not born here, you're a runner.
Matthias, I wasn't born here.
Yes, but you came right.
Not all at once, mate. Me and Robbie are the reasons there's still a dent in the side of the chantry.
Don't remind me.
Do you remember what you said when you pulled me out of that wreck?
Hello, idiot. Next time, aim for the shop. Imbecile. Yeah, I'm sure I said imbecile.
Yeah, you did.
Thought so.
But you also said, this is your own. Just like that. Right in my nose. Never had an own before. Houses, sheds, bridge, once or twice.
Oh, there is nothing less sanitary than a mainland bridge. Ugh.
Then you followed it up with, if you want it. Took Robbie and me 3 years to bash that runaround back into shape, but we wanted it so bad.
You fixed your mistakes. Mostly.
Lockie wants this just as badly.
No, he does not.
Whatever's going on with him, Andromeda thinks it'll come right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's not thinking straight. She just needs me to show her.
Oh yeah, birds love that, don't they? Look, if you just shared a pint with him, I think you could get along. Maybe ask him about his past instead of a copper.
I am not sharing a pint with that filthy criminal.
You shared a pint with this one.
Well, he's not like you. He's sly and smarmy and clever and...
Oh, I see. Criminals are only all right if they're thick. Gotcha.
Don't be like that. Fine. I see where your loyalties lie then. Betrayer!
I'll have you back because I owe you. And you're my mate, Matthias. But as your mate, I'm telling you, this obsession with Lockie, it'll ruin you.
Not if I ruin him first.
The Secret of St. Kilda is proud to be a member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode was written by Naomi Clark and directed by Michael Ireland. Produced by Paddy Gillen, Naomi Clark, and Michael Ireland. Our production assistant and transcriber is the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design is by Michael Ireland and Tracy Barnett, and the theme was by Shane Rutherford Jones. The narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Wee Mary was played by the cheeky Erica Sanderson. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Bruin. Matthias was played by the incorrigible Ben Meredith. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Sasha was played by the brilliant Danilo Battistini. Robbie and Georgie were played by utter lads, Dean Kenneth and Shogo Miyakita. Angelique was played by the fabulous Sam Yao. Elder Grace was played by the forthright Sasha Sienna. Elder Eli was played by the groovy Sarah Golding. Elder Finley was played by the lovable Rhys Lawton. Young Amy was played by the sweet Kirsty Wolven. Gillian was played by the elegant Sally Walker Taylor. And Harry was played adorably. You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @TheKilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. Thank you. And we'll see you on St. Kilda.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping 2 episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.